With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Banks are facing new challenges in securing deals with retailers to offer store credit cards.
As the U.S. retail sales slump worsens, big merchants that are weathering those issues are gaining more leverage over big banks that want to become their partners in the credit card issuing sector.
Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis has the details. But first, here are some top stories. Wednesday was a bruising day for U.S. stocks as the major indexes lost their gains for the year, and the Nasdaq plunged into correction territory with a decline of 4.4%. The Dow fell more than 600 points, or 2.4%, and the S&P 500 was down more than 3%. Wall Street Journal reporter Jessica Menton says investors should brace for more volatility.
So on Thursday after the bell, we will be getting earnings from Amazon as well as Google. And then on Friday, we are going to get third quarter GDP numbers for the U.S. And that's especially going to be important because we did get China's GDP numbers last week. It did begin to show a few signs of a bit of a slowdown in a lot of those tariff-related questions, how that could impact global growth. A lot of economists, analysts, are definitely going to be honing in on that U.S. data on Friday.
Concerns over global growth have also roiled global markets, with tech shares among the hardest hit. Tesla beat earnings expectations, posting a record profit of $311.5 million. CEO Elon Musk had said ramped-up production of the Model 3 would allow the company to become net profitable in the third quarter. Musk recently settled with securities regulators, who said he misled investors, following an August tweet where he said he'd secured funding to take Tesla private. For more on Tesla, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Also on our website, the latest on the investigation into packages containing explosive devices that were sent to former President Barack Obama, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, CNN, and others. There were no injuries. Restaurant and food delivery companies have pulled in $3.5 billion in investments from venture capital firms this year, according to PitchBook. That's more than triple the amount firms invested in 2017. The valuation of grocery delivery company Instacart, for example, rose from $4.4 billion to $7.6 billion after it secured a $600 million investment last week. The Federal Reserve's Beige Book shows U.S. businesses are optimistic about economic growth, but concerns over tariffs are still on their minds. Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Cheney.
Higher material costs are actually prompting some businesses to shift their strategy. So a Virginia display case manufacturer said it was looking to import materials from countries other than China.
The latest Beige Book was based on data collected on or before October 15th. Still to come, banks are rethinking their strategy when it comes to securing store credit card deals. Walmart's breakup with Synchrony points to a larger problem for banks hoping to partner with retailers to offer store credit cards. Walmart made up about $10 billion, or 20% of the company's retail card balances. Joining us now in our studio with more details on how banks are rethinking their strategies is Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis. Anna Maria, what happened between Walmart and Synchrony? They were partners for nearly 20 years. What led to their breakup?
So these relationships are really complicated in general in the retail card market. But essentially, merchants who choose banks to issue their cards, there tends to be some type of revenue sharing agreement in which the merchant is getting a cut of the revenue that the bank is getting from these cards. So in the most simplest of terms, Walmart felt that Synchrony was not passing on enough revenue to Walmart from this deal. In addition to that, Walmart wanted more people to get its cards than those who were getting them. They wanted more of the applicants being approved and had tried several things in the past few years to make that happen. But in the end, it was about the financials, Walmart wanting more money out of this deal and wanting more people having its cards.
This breakup is evidence of greater difficulties for banks in getting retail partners to offer store credit cards. At the same time, the public is using them less. How are banks rethinking this business?
So several things are playing out. As you mentioned, in recent years, pretty much all the big banks in this country have rolled out really generous rewards programs on their own general purpose credit card, right? So it used to be that, you know, people would sign up for the store cards because there were some real, you know, unique incentives associated with those cards. But as general purpose credit cards with rewards programs are becoming more and more popular, people are like, well, I'm just going to shift my spending to those cards because I can shop anywhere with them and get points or get cash back on a very wide range of categories. So as a result, what has occurred is that credit cards that can only be used in like that merchant specific stores, they are accounting for a declining share of U.S. credit card purchase volume. But the other thing that's also really interesting, there's a lot of different sort of components playing out right now that make this a really complex market for the banks. So there is obviously a pretty serious retail slump going on in the country when we look at, you know, Sears filing for bankruptcy, Toys R Us filing for bankruptcy. We have stores like JCPenney and other department stores where their numbers, their sales numbers just aren't doing well. So what's happening is that as you have more and more retailers that are not doing well financially, where they're shutting down stores, et cetera, the banks are looking at this and saying, well, we really want to compete for the big guys, the ones that are doing really well. So you have a small pool of merchants, think Costco, Amazon, Walmart, the big names that seem to be immune to the retail slump that several banks are all chasing. So these big merchants know they have a lot of leverage. They have more leverage now than they did a few years ago, for sure, because, you know, there's just fewer of them and a large number of banks competing for them. So they could be in this like long-standing relationship, as in the case with Synchrony and Walmart. But if the merchant is not happy with what it's getting out of the deal, it has other choices.
What does all this say about the future of store credit cards?
So a couple of things are going on. So there are two types of store credit cards. There's what we talked about before, these private label credit cards where they can only be used in a specific store, you know, be it Sears, be it JCPenney, and so on. They are declining in terms of the share of U.S. credit card purchase volume. They are accounting for less and less of that. At this point, it's below 5% of annual U.S. credit card purchase volume. However, the store cards that are getting more sort of traction, that are getting, that are more in favor with consumers, are those that are called co-brand. So essentially it's the Sears card, for example, that you can also use outside of Sears. You'll typically see a network on there, you know, be it Visa or MasterCard, that allows the consumer to use it pretty much anywhere they want. That space still seems to be very stable, very competitive, but the numbers, the financials for the banks have certainly become very complicated because, again, the merchants that are worth going after, because the chances of them being around for a decade or more are very high, those merchants are demanding big concessions, whether it's we want a pretty big chunk of the revenue sharing, you know, from this partnership. We want interchange fees, the fees that are associated with card payments, to be structured a certain way. There's a variety of different types of demands that big merchants are making. And in the end, in many cases, what it means is it comes at a cost to the banks that want to partner with them. So banks have to decide, are the concessions, are all that worth it to get or to keep this partnership? And the incentive for the banks is, well, sure, you want to, you know, Walmart is the largest retailer in the country, right? Amazon is massive. Sure, you want to have that partnership because you have a lot of people shopping there, and that can be translated into a significant amount of credit card purchase volume that bodes well for the bank. So it's become a more and more complicated calculation. But certainly what the recent development of Walmart and Synchrony shows is that you have big merchants that are gaining more leverage.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis joining us in our studio to talk about store credit cards. Thank you so much, Anna Maria.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.